Lindsay Davidson says finding heroin in Texas is easy. Finding the drug to reverse an overdose, that's hard.
I spent about 5 hours on the computer just looking everywhere, trying to find a pharmacy or some sort of like nonprofit program. There is one place in Texas to get naloxone for free, and that's in Austin. That makes it completely inaccessible to people who live in DFW.
Davidson was interested in the medicine because of her older sister.
She's been an IV heroin addict for about a little over 20 years, kind of off and on, but mostly on. And I know that she doesn't have access to stuff like this.
This stuff is almost magic. Like an EpiPen can reverse a severe allergic reaction, naloxone can wake someone up from an opioid overdose and get them breathing again. It's effective with heroin and painkillers such as fentanyl and oxycodone. Those prescription drugs have become increasingly popular in Texas, and so have deadly overdoses. Growing up in Plano, Davidson knows heroin isn't just a street drug for the down and out.
I remember by the time I graduated high school, I had lost 5 friends to heroin-related overdoses. I knew that Plano had a huge problem, but I think what a lot of people fail to realize is there's still a huge problem.
In 2014, more than 1,000 people in Texas died of opioid-related overdoses. Lindsay Davidson finally got in contact with a national nonprofit called the Harm Reduction Coalition that agreed to send her the overdose reversal drug, naloxone. She created a Facebook page and says people in the area started reaching out to her. Mothers in the suburbs who've gone from painkillers to heroin, a brother concerned about his sibling, husbands and wives worried about their kids. One by one, she started training them to use it.
So I'm going to hand, this is how I teach people, I'm going to hand you the trainer and I want you to figure it out.
It's a small metal and plastic device about the size of a deck of cards, equipped with a Siri-like voice.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds.
Naloxone can be given in the muscle, like the thigh, or in a nasal mist. It's so simple, pretty much anybody could do it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the use of naloxone kits by laypeople reversed more than 26,000 overdoses between 1996 and 2014.
Injection complete.
But the drug can be pricey. One dose can cost $40. That's why Davidson wants to make it available for free. She knows the drug isn't a cure for an addiction, but it's a simple tool to save lives. It's a tool she hopes her sister has.
The last we heard, she got on a Greyhound bus to go to Nebraska. And I'm hoping she's somewhere in Nebraska, safe. But I am really glad that, you know, that I'm able to get these out to a lot of people. But I am not sure where my sister is right now.
For Davidson, who's also a nurse, getting naloxone to the people who need it is a personal and professional mission. Some don't know it exists or how to get it. And because of that, she worries folks in North Texas are dying. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.